Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here on this Friday morning as we talk with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi President and CEO. We're discussing access to health care, you know, and all the stuff that they're doing to keep folks safe at the hospital. Of course, the coronavirus front and center everywhere. And I was asking Bob here actually during the break kind of where we're going next here. And I'd kind of like to just kind of explain maybe as far as cost is concerned, that may be prohibiting some folks from getting their COVID testing if they are showing symptoms, or maybe they just want a little bit of peace of mind. Can you kind of give us a ballpark figure of what the coronavirus test costs?
Sure. So again, it all depends. There's some variance depending on the type of tests and who's doing it. So typically you're going to see a charge like on your insurance statement, probably somewhere in the range of $100 to $150 for the COVID test itself and the testing. And then, you know, so in healthcare, we charge, but we never collect what we charge. There's a lot of stuff that's written off. And so the insurance companies in our region of the country, again, depending on the type of the COVID tests, because there's different varieties of testing. We can talk about that if you want to, but we're going to get reimbursed somewhere in the $65 to $85, maybe $95 range. The actual cost of doing the tests, just so people also understand, so just the lab materials for a PCR test, typically, which is the kind of our gold standard, that's what most of our testing is here in our community, is typically just the cost of the lab materials runs anywhere from about $45 up to $60 per test. And then on top of that, you have your labor expense and other materials, supplies, et cetera. So it's not like anybody's making a lot of money doing COVID testing. You do read about these just insane charges and payments for COVID testing. I've not seen anything like that actually in our state. Those have all been out of state articles that I've seen. You know, I think to Brandon's point, that potentially is an access issue to folks. So our health department, I think they've done a fabulous job in organizing and working with KDHE in getting the free drive-through testing opportunities. So we had one of those a little over a week ago, both here and up in Leonardville and Riley County. There's another one, I believe it's scheduled for the end of next week, or getting scheduled for the end of next week. And so if you want some peace of mind about whether or not you're currently COVID positive, I would encourage people to do that. The other thing is, it's actually really important to understand the progression or the spread of COVID in the community. We actually need several hundred people to go and participate in the free testing, because it's a better reflection of the larger community. And it's also people going there voluntarily, a lot of them without symptoms. And that's really the population we really need to see to know, do we have a lot of, you know, kind of undercurrent COVID. A lot of the testing that we're doing, like at the hospital, and we do some COVID testing for some of the local clinics and KSTAT and places like that. Well, these are all people who went there with the reason they're sick, they got something going on. And so it's a different population than that you're testing, because you're testing people who actually are sick with something. And that's why that free community testing is really valuable, because it gives you an idea of, so what else is going on outside of those who are sick. So would encourage actually people to participate in that and take advantage of it. You do get a free COVID test. That's all good. But it also helps inform us on what is actually happening kind of throughout Riley County, maybe not just those who are presenting at a medical facility.
Bob, we have a caller here with a question or a comment, so I'll take that. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah. I understand Egypt hadn't had any problem with this virus. Is there any studies done that find there's certain groups, certain population of people that aren't getting this stuff? Do you know anything like this or not?
So I don't know. I've not seen any study that has identified a population that is not susceptible to COVID. There are certainly populations that tend to have a more significant response and more serious healthcare issues because they are COVID positive. Yeah, I don't know that anybody's excluded. It would appear, again, I can just talk about patients, even in our own community. We've now seen anywhere from 18 months to over 100 years old be positive. We have seen all demographics from a socioeconomic standpoint, from race standpoint, just even health standpoint. We know, and we've known for 6 months, that certain people are certainly more vulnerable because they already have other health issues, and COVID creates complications for that. So, you know, we've known for months that if you have diabetes or you're overweight, you have hypertension, you have other cardiac or pulmonary issues, you are definitely vulnerable for COVID. But we have also seen healthy young people, healthy middle-aged people, healthy older people all have COVID. And again, I think it's both fascinating and troubling. The range of response that we continue to see in patients is just all over the board. So I guess to kind of answer your original question, I don't believe there's anybody who's got some ability to not get COVID. We certainly know about our vulnerable population. We've got to be concerned about them, but we are seeing anybody become positive COVID. And I think that's why it's so important that, you know, we again are all pretty universally taking precautions, and that we're masking, we're doing good hand hygiene. You know, flu season is coming up. We are strongly encouraging everybody to get a flu shot. Typically in the United States, about 45% of the adult population gets a flu shot. Well, we need to double that this year if we're going to help people stay out of our hospitals and not be getting sick. And so we're just really encouraging people to really pay attention, think about what you're doing, and you can still go about your daily life. That's the other thing too. I mean, I think it's so important. We got a myriad of other kind of peripheral health issues now coming up related from mental health and other things because people are isolating too much. So it's important. You just got to kind of refigure your life and how can I still do what I want to do, but I'm going to do it differently. And just really encourage people to do that. Encourage people to wear their masks, do their good hand hygiene. And here in October, you know, it's another health thing. The county health department is going to be having their Oktoberfest. That's their, it's going to be a drive-through flu shot clinic this year. So things like that, we really encourage people to take advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's been encouraging here the last month. You know, we saw the spike in cases at the beginning of September and late August, but we've really started to see things stabilize here in our community, at least in Riley County.
Yeah, so we've seen a stabilization in numbers. We're also seeing kind of the disbursement of that COVID population. Here at the hospital, we're only seeing the people who actually get really sick, right? So we don't see all the ambulatory folks who have it, and that's really more on the outpatient side and all the clinics in town. And we did see a concentration of people from an assisted living facility or a senior living community. And that was more early September. The last few weeks, we really have seen just, you know, individuals from here and there. And so, I mean, I think, again, that to us is still cautionary. We're good to see low levels of patients. You know, on most days, the last couple of weeks, we've had anywhere from 1 to 3 positive COVID patients at the hospital. So very manageable. And very low numbers, which is great. We've discharged people home this week. They've gotten better. They're going home. They're going to be good. And that also is encouraging. But I just think, you know, again, we've just got to continue to be careful, continue to have good practices, and continue to kind of, you know, watch out for our neighbors and our family members. This is a great time to be checking in on them. You know, the days are starting to get shorter and we got more darkness. And so it's going to get harder for people to get outside. The temperatures are starting to cool down, or at least, well, not today. It's going to be a warm day today, but you know, as you look ahead over the next couple of weeks, our temperatures are going to, because it's fall, we're going to start seeing cooler temperatures. It's going to maybe make it a little harder for people to get outside. It's so important that we're checking on people, checking on them, make sure they're okay, and letting them know that somebody cares about them, and you know, just making sure that their welfare is in a good spot.
All right, well, Bob, we're out of time here, but it's always a pleasure to get caught up with you here and find out what's going on at the hospital. Thank you so much, and we hope everybody stays safe at the hospital.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Have a good Friday, Brandon.
You too. That'll do it for the first part of our show. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus next here on News Radio KMAN.